Although it looks like persecution, tensions in Malaysia may actually be political. There's new leadership at the helm of Compassion International. And remember the Freedom Climb? It's back. All this on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's tension in Malaysia between Muslims and Christians, but it's not all about religion.
You've got the political, you've got the religious, and it becomes very difficult for those that may be suffering harm because of it.
Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
I kind of see this whole use of the word Allah as a bit of a distraction here, and again, could be used by those more militant aspects of Islam to try to cause problems for the Christians.
Malaysia's Sultan recently made it illegal for any group except Muslims to call God Allah. But Allah is the Arabic word for God, and it's used in the Malay translation of the Bible. This new ruling, combined with anti-conversion laws, could make it harder for Malays to hear about Christ.
I think we have to pray that the church there has wisdom in how they handle this, not to respond in the same spirit that's coming against them.
Pray also for the upcoming elections. Pray the country remains peaceful and Christians wouldn't be attacked. Next, Compassion International has a new president. Wes Stafford is stepping down in September. Compassion spokesman Tim Glenn.
Wes has been with Compassion for 35 years, but he's been our president for the last 20. And he has decided to retire. The board has unanimously announced that Jim Miotto from Willow Creek Association will be our new president and CEO.
Miotto becomes only the fifth president in Compassion's 61-year history. Glenn says Miotto inherits a ministry that reaches 1.4 million kids in 26 countries.
Over 150,000 kids almost every year make a decision for Christ in our program throughout the world, and that's huge. I mean, we're an evangelical Christian organization, a discipling organization, a development organization. We're all about giving kids hope in the developing world, and none of that's going to change.
Sponsor a child through a link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. How many times has God painted an entirely different picture for your life from the one you had in mind? Well, that's happened in both Tasos Ioannidis and Paul Jenks of AMG International. With Paul, although he's been at the helm of AMG for 17 years, it was a tug to return to Asia.
I think we're surprised that Indonesia is the destination that we're headed towards. We both loved our time in Thailand. But God has different seasons of our life, and I think the desire to go back to Asia never was extinguished.
Ioannidis pursued an advanced degree in aeronautical engineering, but he also grew up around AMG and often stepped in to fill leadership needs. Well, this time, as the president.
I thought I would come here for a short while to help with some specific needs that existed in the information technology area for AMG, but then God use that time to make it clear to me that he would have me be here for the long term.
God's hand on AMG has been exciting. See it for yourself at missionnetworknews.org. And would you climb Mount Everest to help women escape the sex trade? Well, next month, 45 women are doing just that. Kathy Anderson with Operation Mobilization.
We do the trek to bring awareness, but we do the trek as well to bring funding so that those people that are on the front lines that are actually ministering to these women who have been oppressed, trafficked, exploited, that they have the funds to keep going.
It's too late to make this year's climb, but you can still get involved. Start by talking to your coworkers about the issue.
Once you start opening up your eyes and becoming aware, then all of a sudden, everywhere you go, you see it. And everywhere you go, you hear it. So that would be my prayer, is that they just ask the Lord to open their eyes and make them aware.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God's issued a call on your life, but are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.